call it a tarmac moment.
Tarmac 202, heavy Kennedy Tower, runway 22 right position. Actually, I have a message for you to go back to the gate immediately, so make the left turn when able.
That's the sound of an air traffic controller telling pilots on a flight bound for Dubai to get back to the gate. No mechanical error. It was all about that passenger who thought he got away. Accused terrorist Faisal Shahzad. Finally, a no-fly list that means no fly. Progress in the war on terror? We'll find out. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. What are federal authorities finding out from Faisal Shahzad? Well, what we know, you'll know in just a moment. It's Wednesday, May 5th. Good morning.
And did they do a better job than they did on Christmas Day? Let's get a check on the morning news. And that's at the top of there. President Obama says the U.S. will stand strong in the face of terror.
As Americans and as a nation, we will not be terrorized. We will not cower in fear. We will not be intimidated. We will be vigilant. We will work together.
We will not be terrorized by the likes of Faisal Shahzad, who's reportedly admitted that he tried to set off a car bomb in Times Square over the weekend. He also told federal agents that he received explosives training at a terrorist camp in Pakistan. Attorney General Eric Holder says Shahzad is talking.
Based on what we know so far, it is clear that this was a terrorist plot aimed at murdering Americans in one of the busiest places in our country.
Shahzad is charged with several terrorism-related crimes, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction.
The mayor of New York City, Mike Bloomberg, is wondering how Shahzad got onto that plane at Kennedy Airport in the first place.
Clearly, the guy was on the plane and shouldn't have been.
According to reports, Shahzad paid for his flight in cash, had been placed on the no-fly list hours before taking his seat on board. But Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the alarm was sounded when customs agents saw Shahzad's name pop up on their list.
They were able to match it once the plane manifest was complete, go on the plane and arrest him.
And they did. Investigators are now looking at possible links to terrorist groups in Pakistan. For more on all that, we're joined by Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What is the indication so far that this defendant has information of real value, both in terms of what he was doing here in the U.S. and what he might have learned over in Pakistan?
Well, what we learned yesterday was that he was pretty talkative during his interrogation and spoke about receiving weapons training and explosives training in Waziristan, Pakistan, which is the home for a lot of militant groups. And so they're still trying to determine exactly which groups he was working with.
All right, Mark Mazzetti, stay with us. We'll talk fully about the investigation, the state of the investigation in just a moment.
The massive river of oil streaming into the Gulf of Mexico could get worse. A BP executive now says it's conceivable as much as 60,000 barrels of oil could leak every day. That's 10 times higher than the current estimate. Primary voters in three states made their Senate picks yesterday, and it had nothing to do with the Tea Party. Indiana Republicans chose Dan Coats over the Tea Party candidate. In Ohio, Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher will carry the Democratic banner this fall, and a runoff vote was called for in North Carolina.
At least 32 African Americans are running for Congress this year as Republicans. That's the largest number since Reconstruction. There has not been a Black Republican in Congress since 2003. And the Tucson City Council has voted to file a lawsuit against Arizona's new immigration law. Tucson is a popular shopping and vacation spot for Mexican tourists.
Flagstaff, Arizona voted for the same thing.
Indeed. Let's check the markets. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures on Wall Street are up after a big sell-off yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 10,926. The S&P opens at 1,173, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,424. Coming up in the show, our DIY bailout series continues. Is all insurance created the same? We'll find out.
And in a few minutes, we're going to talk about more details of the attempted Times Square bombing. But we know some things about the suspect. He was well-educated, middle-class, two kids, apparently a happy family. We're asking you, should he have gotten a visa to begin with? What kind of person looking to come to America should be allowed to come? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.